The difference between a lie and the truth can be a very fine line. And it is either right, wrong, black, white, a truth or a lie. It's great to be open and authentic, but we all know in certain situations we can't always be this way. This is because we need to be considerate of others' feelings and diplomatic at times. We also have to hold back from the full truth and tell those white lies. Life is like this, and that is perfectly fine. And I think for everyone, we've had to approach life in these ways many times over. We know at times that sharing the truth and our true feelings could cause an issue for ourselves, hurt others, and jeopardise our relationship, our jobs, our friendships. In the UK, we've had what's called the British stiff upper lip, a phrase which is most commonly heard of as an idiom, keep a stiff upper lip, and has traditionally been used as an attribute of British people in remaining resolute and unemotional when faced with adversity. But it's in the past, and even still to this day, are not usually known for being fond of hugs. We're not particularly comfortable expressing our feelings or being on the receiving end of anyone else expressing theirs. But what you may ask, has this got to do with a flexible top lip? Let's just explain a little bit more. The expression of stiff upper lip refers to the emotional, stunted way in which Britons can suppress their truth and their true upset, anger and hurt in times of crisis. We supposedly keep a national stiff upper lip during times of war and countrywide catastrophes. And on a personal level, when things aren't going well, anything from the loss of a loved one to the loss of a job, or even a divorce, or equally something just as trivial as a bad meal could trigger a Brit to grab those negative feelings and swallow them down and pass out the lie when asked how the meal was or how they're feeling. In the past, keeping a stiff upper lip was essential in controlling the situation. Being able to tell the truth was not something you could do, as it could rock the boat and generally make those around you feel more uncomfortable than yourself. This is the centre of its use, and even extended to your family, because unfortunately, an outburst could shock and alienate your family from you. For all of you that watch this series, it's pretty much the entire premise of Downton Abbey. Nowadays, the idea that the British keep a stiff upper lip in the face of adversity seems outdated as a payphone, to be honest. Just look at the weekly outpourings of our emotions and tears on many of our reality TV shows and shows like Strictly Come Dancing. But this stereotype has stuck. While our stiff upper lip has softened over the years, the royal family has tried to keep this trait alive. They seem to ooze this in the face of tragedy and intense criticism. Partly it's because I think we expect them just to do this, and partly it's just easier to stay strong and silent when you're a national institution rather than break down and publicly reveal your frailties. The rest of us have moved on to some degree, but that doesn't mean we're entirely comfortable with expressing ourselves emotionally. To an outsider, possibly from a warmer, more expressive culture, we can still come across as a bit of a hard shell. This for all of us born in the UK is our heritage, and to some extent, much of the world lives with these types of expressive restrictions. Now, I think all of us can understand this as an external expression, as it not only helps us keep safe, but also it can help others as well. But the issue with not expressing the truth to our inner self is another thing, and can cause us much internal unconscious unrest, as it muddies the waters between truth and lies. You might think, why would this be the case? Well, it's because our unconscious mind doesn't have a place for those misrepresented untruths. For your mind, it's either true or not true, and there's nothing in between this. If we pretend, avoid, lie, or deny the truth to ourselves, it will just cause us to feel confused inside and muddy the message. Our minds don't like to be confused on a deep inner level, as being confused makes our minds feel quite afraid. If we struggle with anxiety, then being true and transparent with ourselves will make a massive difference to anxiety levels. In the next podcast, we'll explore this in more detail to help you understand why this lack of full internal truth and transparency with ourselves can be affecting your anxiety levels. And in fact, for some people, it can be the cause of them. Next week, we'll explain this in more detail so that you can understand how this is impacting you.